For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. In Columbia, a new art exhibit hangs on the walls of the first floor of the Richland County Library on Assembly Street. It's an assortment of photographs, a close-up of a pink flamingo, a wide shot of flowers, another tight shot of some steps. They are all pictures taken by veterans who live with PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, a mental health problem that can develop after a person has been exposed to one or more traumatic events. Retired Air Force veteran Eugene Duvall has a picture in the exhibit.
I'd like to say I'm somebody too.
Duvall is sitting at a small round table with his wife. At first, his hands are crossed and resting on his walking cane. Then he points to his photograph, a shot of two black trash cans.
How they were sitting out there by themselves. They were being used, but I don't think anyone realized how useful they were.
The exhibit is called The Beauty and the Brokenness. It's a part of a healing arts workshop through the Columbia VA and a healing facility for veterans. Veterans and a photography instructor visit places around the city, take pictures, and then discuss their work. For Duvall, the workshop has changed his life.
Yeah, the class is explosive to me. Yeah.
Duvall joined the Air Force in 1964 and did three tours in Southeast Asia. He retired in 84 and soon noticed he was always angry. He says for years he's taken several different classes on and off with little help, but this workshop was different.
It's one part of this class that really, I guess you would say, disturbed me at first. I didn't want to embrace it. I didn't want to have a dream at night. Didn't want to get angry at my wife.
And he's not alone. Exi Kanas shares a similar experience.
You had to do some homework, and sometimes that homework was kind of brutal because it made you face things.
For almost 19 years, she served in the Army. When retired,
I went through some things, you know, some PTSD that really got to me, and that followed me for years.
And like Duvall, it would take time for her to find effective therapy for her PTSD.
You have to go and look at those things that bother you and try to figure out how you can rethink about certain situations, how to get out of it.
She has several photographs in the exhibit.
Like the flamingo, you saw some of them standing on one leg, kind of like the vets. We come home sometimes missing some limbs and stuff, but we're still wholesome. We're still an individual.
The Healing Arts Workshop is a collaboration between the VA and the Big Red Barn Retreat, a facility with 75 acres of woods, walking trails, and gardens. It's used to help vets and their family recuperate from the stresses of life. Jim Dukes facilitates the workshop. He says conversations that happen with vets after each photo shoot are impactful and therapeutic.
What does this mean? What does that mean? Interpreting them based on their life experiences and issues, and very powerful conversations, more so than sitting around a sterile desk in a room having some group meeting.
VA Health Coordinator Elizabeth Codega says the workshop was so successful, the agency will participate in the program again.
We're going to continue to do this with them. It's really interesting to me to kind of see what each one of them got out of two locations. You know, everybody saw the same things just a little bit differently, and the messages they got from them were so vastly different as well.
The next exhibit will be in October at City Hall. The goal is for each veteran to keep telling their story. Codega hopes it shows what an evolution of treatment looks like.
Usually when people come in for treatment, their life is very fragmented and chaotic, and that over time things start to kind of consolidate and make more sense.
By the end, she says people start to feel more hopeful and start to function in ways that are meaningful for them and their family. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.